We know how much rent is going up at the moment, whether you're a landlord or whether you're a tenant. All we can see at the moment is rent prices and rent increases across the board, which is why it's interesting this week that the Greens in the South Australian Parliament are planning on introducing a bill to ban rent rises for 2 years and to cap rent rises after that. In fact, they're going further than that. They're not even going to allow for rent rises. Rent prices would only be able to be increased every 2 years. Now, this is being introduced because of all the increases to rent at the moment, which got me thinking, why is rent going up at the moment? And why can't people get into houses? Well, there's an interesting situation brewing in Northern Adelaide where there's actually thousands of properties vacant, and SA Housing can't actually fill them. Are we turning into a state, maybe even a nation if you want to go that far, of housing snobs? Are we going that far? Is that the problem? Or is the problem simply councils that don't want to build enough housing at the moment? Because we've seen this everywhere. There are people saying, no, 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 you can't build extra housing because it's going to do this and we're going to be inconvenienced by it. Do we just have to bite the bullet and build more housing? And that includes on the Lower Eyre Peninsula around Port Lincoln. Is it time to start looking at three-story unit buildings? I mean, we're not going to put up another Port Lincoln hotel or anything like that, but is it worth looking at maybe just increasing the housing supply on the Lower Eyre Peninsula? Because rents are going up here as well. When I first arrived, it was $240 a week. Now, you'd be lucky to get $240 a week in the rental market. Far fewer properties available for rent at the moment as well. Have we reached the time where we just have to say yes to 3- and 4-story unit blocks?